I was shocked, man. You know, to be honest with you guys, I mean, how do you not, after Ray Rice in particular, how do you not go out there and explore to see if there's any type of video, if there's anything to the reports? Because I think a lot of people knew about the reports, and early on, there was no charges, and so the NFL drops it, right? But you got to do your due diligence. You know, you go back to Ben Roethlisberger. He had a videotape that disappeared or got destroyed for whatever reason. But, you know, with Ray Rice and photos and technology today, you have to assume that there's a video of something somewhere. And if you're paying a high price that you're paying for ex-FBI agents and certainly law enforcement to investigate guys and do background checks, why are you not going the extra mile just to make sure that you need to follow up in a proper fashion? So I'm not shocked. I'm shocked that they didn't do that, but I'm not shocked that the NFL finds themselves in this situation again.
Yeah, I mean, Pritch, I guess that's what I can't get away from. I can't remove myself, I guess, from the logic of it all. Like, one of your biggest black marks of the last 20 years, or maybe even more, maybe in the history of your sport, is all of these issues with domestic violence. And that's why I can't believe for a second that they never had eyes on that tape. I just can't remove myself from that thinking.
Well, even the audio tape of the guy from the Giants.
Right.
Was it you remember him and his wife, and she audio tape,
yep.
and so he got released. So, I mean,
Josh
all of
Brown.
That stuff.
Yep.
You have to understand that the technology is there. And so just go the extra mile if you really care. So here's the dirty secret, fellas, and it's sad to say. And you know, I'm sorry to give this to your listeners, but it's the truth, and I hate that it's the truth. If you think about college football, what do? They sweep it under the rug, and they got 4 years of statute of limitations.
Yeah.
If they don't catch you within 4 years, okay, now we're scot-free.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to sweep it under the rug. Unfortunately, in this fraternity of the NFL, the mentality more times than not is to sweep it under the rug and see if it goes away. You know how that little kid is, let me close my eyes, let me cover up my eyes, because then you'll go away. You know, the monsters will go away. But the NFL, you can't be childish. You have to be adult, you got to investigate, and you got to take every accusation, every report seriously. Because for your business to get to $25 billion a year, like you stated, if you want to go global, you got to clean up your image. Because right now, you're a bunch of hypocrites that you don't want to go the extra mile to investigate just to make sure.
Well, if they didn't go the extra mile on the investigation, and I guess this is more of an individualistic way of looking at it as I talk about the Chiefs, they certainly went the extra mile in the release of Kareem Hunt by just, at least for me, I was shocked on Friday night when that news came down. And something I would have been completely okay with would be a year suspension. All right, tip of the cap to you, Chiefs, way to go. This was shocking to me. I'm not saying it's not the right move. I mean, it certainly quells any of the discontent or a lot of the rumblings that you would have had coming back on this Monday, but shocking nonetheless. Nope, Rich?
Well, it's shocking for a certain organization. I mean, I think if you look at the Hunt family, you look at Tariq Hill, you look at Andrew Reed. I mean, you look at the instances they had a kid kill himself, murder, suicide right outside the facility.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Chiefs organization, they can't take on Kareem Hunt. They even had, it was a running back that had that domestic violence not too long ago. He's from Penn State, I believe.
Larry?
Larry
Johnson.
Larry Johnson. I mean, so you've had history. And with that in mind, I mean, if you're that organization, you just got to cut bait that way. Now, Kareem Hunt, he's young enough. He's in his second year. Even if he got suspended a year or 2 years, I mean, I think there's going to be another team that picks him up. You know, they're going to try to rehabilitate him and make sure that he's okay, and then maybe they'll tag him with an investigator to make sure his life's okay. But he'll find his way back into the National Football League. He's too good. But from that standpoint, it's just, it's a report, it's a thorough investigation. Do you want to go the extra mile just to make sure? And if you say that you want to be that kind of league, a caring league, and domestic violence is on your radar, or any kind of violence, assault, I think this is more assault than domestic violence, but if it's on your radar, then just follow up, just like you want to follow up if you have any hint that a guy is doing drugs or doing PEDs. I mean, these guys, man, they random test you at 4 a.m. sometimes just because they got a hint or they heard a report that you might be cheating, you know, deflating footballs. Look how much money they spend on that.
Yeah.
Whereas you don't go the extra mile to go find and investigate a report about one of your premier players.
Yeah, let me ask you this, and not to put you on the spot, Pritch, but if you had an idea of where you could see Kareem Hunt landing, like on the surface, I'm trying to think, like, okay, it can't be a team that's had any sort of history with domestic violence. So obviously, like the Ravens or you know, someone else, I would feel like they're probably out of the running. But I look across the landscape, there's teams out there that could certainly use a running back, and it would really, in my eyes at least, put them over the hump. I think about Indianapolis. I think about Philly. Where could you see Kareem Hunt landing in the next year?
I mean, anywhere, really. I mean, he's that good, guys. Yeah. He was the rushing leader last year, really. I mean, he's a dual threat. I mean, he does everything. He runs. He's durable, and he's only in his second year, you know. And to be honest with you, I mean, you can see Indy. You can see a lot of teams that need running backs. And put it this way, too, he's still cheap. You know, he's not a free agent. He's not Le'Veon Bell.
Great point.
You know, Le'Veon Bell, you're going to have to pay money for that. But for Kareem Hunt, he's still in his first contract. He's going to get suspended. And then after that suspension, okay, now you're going to get a cheap, talented player. So, I mean, I think a lot of teams are going to be intrigued by that.
Mike Pritchard
here
with
us.
Oh, well,
maybe the Las Vegas Raiders. How would you guys feel about that if Gruden said, you know what, let's sign Kareem Hunt?
That is a Raiders kind of player.
Absolutely. Sticks with everything that we've come to know about the Raiders, and not in a bad way, in the true way of second chances, young, you know, make mistakes, let's see if we can rehabilitate and make them work for us. So, Pritch, love that. I love that option.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's one of the things that I think, you know, as a franchise city now, I'm sure you're going to have debate about it. Maybe you take calls on it and see if people would want a player like Kareem Hunt after he's rehabilitated and after he's paid his price. I mean, there was no charges brought up. So now with this tape, you wonder, do they go back and charge the guy now? And so maybe he's facing a criminal situation. You just don't know where this is going to go. But yet the debate continues because I think he'll still find his way back into the league.